What's going on, everybody? This is King Ricky Rose, your general manager of Wrestle Addict Radio, and you are listening to Kings of the Rings podcast, a 2024 nominee for Best Wrestling Podcast by the Sports Podcast Awards. Coming up this week on Kings of the Rings podcast, the whole entire shape of WWE is about to change, or that's what they want you to think. Before the NFL draft, WWE is putting on, or we are going to put on, our version of the upcoming WWE draft, which will include Raw, SmackDown, and literally, for the first time ever, I'm not kidding, I'm not making this up like last year, NXT will be involved in the draft. So it's going to be a very historic draft indeed, and we are going to try to predict what is going to happen before it happens. We're all going to be absolutely wrong. So sit back, relax. Willie T and King Ricky do what they do best, argue about picks all the time. It is our version of a 2024 WWE draft. It's draft day here on Kings of Rings podcast, exclusively on Wrestle Addict Radio, and it starts right now. It's going to be a very interesting episode. We get to do draft analysis right before the NFL draft. It's going to be good. Are you doing anything for the NFL draft, Will?
No. What? When's the NFL draft?
It's actually Thursday when the show drops.
Isn't it always on a Thursday?
The first round, so they split. It used to be like Saturday, Sunday, but now it's like first round's Thursday night, second round's Friday, and then like 3 through 7 are over the weekend, and no one really watches those.
Yeah, no one watches those.
Yeah, no one watches at all.
Cool.
Yeah, whatever. I don't know.
I don't care about football. It's that much.
I just want to see. I'm trying to go to a draft party or something. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome.
Fantasy football.
Yeah, exactly. That's all I'm watching it for fantasy football reasons. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to King's Rings podcast episode number 373, draft day. I'm your host, King Ricky Rose. Thank you guys for joining us this week. If you like what you see or hear, please leave us a 5-star review, like, share, subscribe. Links to all of our stuff are in the description below. It is a 2-man show. Kayfabe is out. The future GM of Monday Night Raw is out, but Kay has left their picks. We're going to talk about all things draft. But before we get to that, let me introduce my host with kind of the most, I guess. I don't know. Kind of the most as I screw up his scene transition, but kind of the most on the analysis of picks that he's probably going to fail pretty miserably at. Yeah, rejected. Rejected Wyatt 6. Rejected Wyatt 6 member. Will Tarasok, how are you?
Yeah, the Wyatt 6, I think, is going to be pretty fun. Since Kayfabe has pretty much screwed the whole draft for me, still like 3 or 4 of my picks, I'm just going to take all of the Wyatt 6 first.
Well, it means you're going to have to define the Wyatt 6 in and of itself.
Okay, I'll try. I can give you 3 of them.
Yeah, it's gonna be a very interesting. If you can name all the future Wyatt 6, that would be a prediction in and of itself. It's
Great
really bad.
JoJo.
Okay.
The Great Khali again. Alberto Lana. Del Rio and El Torito.
Oh, I'd be down for El Torito.
Oh, and Andrew's Arian. He's the 6th one.
Yeah, he's the 6th member. He's the 6th member of it all. That would be wild. Yeah, no, it's really bad because, like, I should be into this wide 6 thing and doing the screen code and stuff, but, like, it's just not there for me. I don't know why. Yeah, like, you know what it is? Because I kind of know it's coming. So it's just like,
Yeah, the white rabbit was a little bit, what is this? This time it's just like, yeah, we know. But at the same time, I'm interested to see. I'm glad we're starting here because I think this is going to be very good for Bo Dallas. Because did you watch Bray's documentary?
I need to. I haven't yet. I've been pretty lazy at that.
I don't know what's more sad, the fact that Bray is gone or that Bo is left behind as just a broken man. Like, and I mean that as a form of compassion and like I feel sorry for him, not of like weakness. So I think this character is going to be a very good way for him to heal. So that is what I'm looking forward to. And I think it's going to be a good way for Eric Rowan to heal so they can honor both Bray and Luke Harper. So in that aspect, I'm very excited for it. But, you know, the dramatics, it's anticlimactic from a cinematic storytelling standpoint. You were correct.
Yeah. So I hope creatively it does help Bo to heal, because, like, I vividly, like, watching Bray and Bo's dad, IRS, just kind of, he struggled through that weekend.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, it was, I saw it and so I was like, this man's not doing well at all. And things like that. So hopefully that provides some healing for even him as well, if he can see Bray's vision through his son and stuff. And speaking of visions through sons and WrestleMania in and of itself, we would be remiss if we didn't wish, as we are recording on the day of the birth of our elder statesman and our North American treasure, Fretz, Mr. Fretz of the Fretzelmania podcast, turned 40 today, folks.
Oh, poor guy. How's your back?
Yeah, right. He's as old as WrestleMania. I don't know. I guess he's doing well. He's on his way back from the casino for his 40th. I hope you won something, Fretz.
Yeah, I hope you won like 40 grand, which in Canadian is like, what, 32 grand?
No, it'd be like 65.
65?
Something like that. My math's not off.
No, our money is worth more than theirs.
Yes, that means... I don't know.
But if I was to charge someone $500 for something, it would cost $800 Canadian. I know, because I tried charging a Canadian $500. He said that actually costs this much.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, oops.
Yeah, so that means
Canadian things are more expensive. So 40 grand in Canadian is probably like 32 grand.
Oh, you said 40 grand in Canadian. I would have said 40 grand like American. My fault. Okay, yeah, that makes sense. Canadian. Gotcha. Fretz remembers Jim Crow. Wasn't that far away.
Jeez.
It's a little bit further back than that. That's a great one, though, Taquan. I'll have to give you that one. That one's
really,
I'm really good.
Glad Jim Crow is that old.
That's really good. Well, Fretz, I hope you have a good birthday. You need to win something.
Happy birthday, buddy.
Happy birthday, Fretz. You are a gem. And
I hope we didn't get hoodwinked by a hooker.
No, not an Orlando hooker, at least.
$40.
Yeah, exactly. So we're gonna get into all of that stuff, but first we gotta recap some stuff happening over the weekend. Like, for instance, there is some news coming out about WrestleMania, and the news is we know absolutely nothing.
Ah, bastard.
So
I was like, he would have texted me.
Yeah, I would have. Here's what we do know. Nick Khan was asked about the location of WrestleMania 41 at a sports business conference like over the weekend or last week. And Nick Khan revealed the obvious, that it's not the WrestleMania 41 is not going to be on the East Coast. It's not going to it's probably not going to compete anymore with the Final Four or MLB. MLB's opening weekend, which historically WrestleMania has always done. So smart move, Nick. Smart move. It is probably going to be either earlier in like a March, or probably, I think, for the betterment of everybody, based on how sick I fucking felt, to be later on in April, which isn't that big of an issue. He did confirm that one city that was in contention was Vegas.
Of course he's going to look at it.
Yeah, he did confirm that one city in contention was Vegas, and he also did confirm that there is going to be an announcement about the WrestleMania 41 location sometime next month in the month of May. It has been widely speculated that it's probably between Vegas, who has the Allegiant Stadium, home of my Las Vegas Raiders, or be Minnesota, home of the Minnesota Vikings, which also has
That's what sound I think Minnesotans make.
They don't do. I know some Minnesotans. They do not make that noise at all.
Like, you poke them in a tummy, that's what they do.
Yeah, or Minnesota, home of the Vikings, and U.S. Bank Stadium. I don't think we've had a WrestleMania that far north since like the Chicago Manias.
Yeah.
Again, this would be in a domed stadium as well. It is interesting that it's taken this long to get the WrestleMania 41 location, which means there is probably some very intricate details that are trying to be mapped out and figured out. WWE itself has done big events in Vegas before. They had SummerSlam when Becky screwed over Bianca, mm-hmm. And the return of a guy named Brock Lesnar also came that weekend as well. So Allegiant Stadium already has a track record of doing a major WWE event. Minnesota would be uncharted territory, almost quite literally. The biggest wrestling event coming out of Minnesota that's the most popular one that people know about is the first episode of Nitro was in the Mall of the Americas.
Yes.
You know, so it's Minnesota. I myself am interested in going to Minnesota. I know, Will, you've done Vegas. I've done Vegas before. I kind of want to go back as an adult to Vegas. That'd be cool for me. But for me, I kind of been more interested in seeing Minnesota and also being in the Midwest and seeing another part of America that I haven't seen, more so than Vegas. I would be okay with either. I kind of have a connect that can get us a timeshare in Vegas. So there's that. But Will, for you, what location, if it's between Vegas and Minnesota, where do you want to go?
I mean, to be fair, I've never went to Vegas for fun. I've only been to Vegas for work. So yeah. I have been told by literally every single person that Vegas is way different when you're there for fun. So
that's true.
I would be totally fine with Vegas. Although keep in mind, a bottle of water in Caesar's Palace is like $11. And it's just a regular bottle of water. So for my wallet and how much an amazing time I had in Philadelphia because it was close.
Yeah.
I would rather go to Minnesota, and because it's a completely different part of the country, I would like to explore and just kind of check it out. Like, I'm totally down for never doing WrestleCon ever again.
I kind of agree with you.
And like one day of access, like if we did just a one day of access, one day of this like city shit, yeah. I think that'd be totally worth it. Whereas Vegas, you know, we can go see a show. Like, I'm sure Jeff Dunham will be there doing puppet shit. So I'm cool with either or. I'll probably go to either or. But I would rather go to Minnesota for financial and just when the fuck am I ever going to go back?
Seriously.
Like, I can do Vegas. Like, Ricky, me and you could do a weekend in Vegas just for shits and giggles.
We could.
Long weekend. But also, for WrestleMania points, if he pushes it to the end of April, I think that's totally fine. Just keep in mind, 420 is Easter Sunday next year. I just looked that up. So just keep that in mind. If you want to compete with baseball and March Madness or Final Four, that makes all the sense in the world. Just, man, you could probably beat out Jesus, but I wouldn't put money on it.
Yeah, Jesus would be a hard one to beat. You might have to bring back Messiah Seth Rollins for that.
Religious? Is Minnesota like super Catholic?
Christian.
The middle, I have no idea.
The Midwest is more Lutheran and Christian, from what I know. So it's like I can relate to them because I grew up Christian. I grew up Lutheran. So I can blend in pretty well there. The one thing that's intriguing to me about Vegas, outside of it being Vegas, you have the potential of Raw and SmackDown being in the Sphere.
Oh, yeah, it's so fuck me. Yeah, God, the Sphere, I'm not gonna lie, the Sphere is fucking really cool. It's so cool for no reason. I'm just like, I don't know how this isn't like. So there's a law in New Jersey that they want to get rid of, like, you know those like funny highway signs to tell you to buckle up or like get a ticket.
Yeah.
Like they want to take those down because it's distracting. I don't know how Vegas.
Really?
Yes, because drivers are stupid. They're complaining about it. Like, it's distracting. Oh, but the billboard ad about, like, I hate Steven Singer is totally fine. In the press production is totally fine. But anyway, my point is the Vegas Sphere, like, how that's not a distraction to literally everybody for miles, like, is astounding.
Like, they've literally made the Sphere like a giant eyeball that, like, looks around. Like, how does that not fuck somebody up?
Yeah, and how has it not been this a giant tit? It's just like a Pam Anderson breast. This bam.
It's right up there.
Right there. For Thanksgiving. You're like, enjoy your white meat.
Yeah, right. Raw or SmackDown, even NXT in the Sphere would be freaking unbelievable.
Yeah. It's just going to be so expensive. Like, hotels are so... You know how much I look at the receipts for when I'm traveling for work, because obviously I get, like, sometimes I get room service, and I get, like, shit in the fridge. So I just look at the bill at the end, and I'm just like, wow.
Wow. Yeah, the other thing for me is, like, if they do push it back, and they do Minnesota, honestly, I'd be down to see a Twins game.
Yes.
That ballpark looks fun.
Absolutely. Yeah, that ballpark looks incredible. It looks incredible. It's just going to be cold, which I'm not going to like, but whatever.
It's fine. Yeah, I'd be down to see a Twins game and just, like, try to survive the Mall of the Americas.
Although I wonder if the Twins would be home, because that's going to...
They would probably move them out.
They'd probably be on the road, right?
Like, yeah, they'd probably move them out.
On the road. That's the thing about, like, these WrestleManias we keep going to. It's like, we're going to go see a baseball team, but oh, no, wait.
No, we're not.
We're replacing the baseball team.
Yeah. No, we're not. But I don't know how close Target Field is to U.S. Bank Stadium, so they might be able to get away with it.
Sure, it could be really spread out. But, like, it's a downtown area. It's just the city's going to be packed.
Yeah, I'm interested in being in U.S. Bank Arena. That place looks great. But who knows? We're going to find out. We are going to find out next month, so fingers crossed. Watch that go to, like, New Orleans again. I'll be like, oh, God, here we go.
It won't be my bachelor party, but I think about it.
That might be it. But here's what we do know is that NXT is going to Vegas for Battleground on June 9th. And here's the kicker, Will. It's going to be held at UFC's Apex building. So for the first time ever, we are getting a little of WWE merging with UFC in a very creative way. And the Apex building, I think Fight Island, per se, yes. But UFC, yes. It's Fight Island, for people who don't know what UFC Apex is. NXT Battleground, one of their big shows of the year, is going to be in Fight Island at the UFC Apex building. I don't know how they're going to pull that off or what they're going to do or how tickets are going to be for that. But what are your initial thoughts, Will, on this creative leap that they're taking?
Oh, dude, they saved so much money not having to book a venue. Are you kidding me? They're like, hey, UFC, we're just going to borrow this warehouse. Hope you don't mind. Like, thanks, partner. You know, that's what we partnered for, partner. So, yeah, my first thought is, God damn, Nick Khan is a really good businessman. The other cons should take notes. And yeah, I mean, cool. I'm excited to see what they do. It's good. It's good publicity for the UFC. You know, the UFC is valued at what, like $11 billion. It came up the other day.
Yeah. So the breakdown. I want to. I didn't think I was going to mention that. But the breakdown is this: UFC is at 11, like 11.9. WWE is at like
9 or something.
9-ish, and then coming in third is like AEW with like 3.5, and it was Forbes is like.
AEW is like worth between 2 and 3 billion, which is crazy. Like, honestly, let's take a pause there. Like, I know like the shit on how bad of a business that is AEW is from like a booking perspective, but you're valued at $2 billion. You're doing something right.
Yeah, like, that is
incredible news for AEW, and I do not want to undercut that.
Yeah, I'm interested in how much they put into like the Khan family net worth as a like that like
Yeah,
into that estimation of a number, I'm very interested.
It's like,
in that.
like a credit line.
Yeah, that's what I feel. Yeah,
like how long could you be in business?
Yeah, yeah, because you know, estimated worth is kind of it's literally just a number.
It's a guess.
It's a guess. Yeah. It's an educated guess.
Still.
Yeah, no, I remember seeing people online being like, "Oh, everybody says AEW is bad, but they're number three." I was like, the top two fighting companies. Are the same company, and if you add it together, it's over $20 billion compared to your three. I get it's a great accolade, but you can still got a long ways to go, guys.
Yeah, you could cut both of them in half, and they're still
third. More than you.
And they're still in third. I mean, like, you know, take your W, but don't be comparing apples and oranges here.
Seriously,
I mean, especially when you've been in business for 4 years. This would be no
five over five. Over five.
So you're still a young company. You know, you're still going through growing pains, but. You know, just stop talking about CM Punk, and that's a start.
They're turning on Jericho now, too. It's hysterical. Jericho's time has come. I find it interesting that the Battleground logo that we're looking at here on the screen looks kind of like Double or Nothing, which is happening around the same time.
Yeah, it is pretty nice. Also, I want to just touch on Taquan saying Mania goes to Wyoming. Honestly, if they did a Sturgis Mania, I would not be that upset.
It would be like Hog Wild.
Yeah, it's in one of the Dakotas.
Yeah, Hog Wild. It'd be like WrestleMania Yellowstone Park. Like,
oh God. Dude, that's when Yellowstone would burst and the world would end. WrestleMania 41, Doomsday.
You have to fight until the geyser goes off.
No kidding. Fight forever, but not really.
That'd be amazing. So NXT Battleground was announced. Also this weekend, is a crazy wrestling renaissance because TNA put on a fantastic show, apparently, over the weekend. And the highlight of the show was the return of Broken Matt Hardy. Broken Matt Hardy has returned to TNA. He is currently, I believe, a free agent, not under AEW contract. And the Broken One has returned. He took out TNA stalwart Moose. Yeah, let's get ready to pop some heads. And apparently is going to do, at least for what we know now, and according to my favorite person at Chipotle who talks wrestling with me as he makes my bowl.
That's a good friend to have.
He's a great friend to have, actually.
You keep him close.
Oh, yeah, no, I always wear wrestling stuff all the time, so he knows it's me. And my goodness, my bowl for lunch was stuffed. Absolutely stopped. It was fantastic. I'm surprised I ate dinner. Be it as it may, Matt Hardy's on his Celtic Shaq run. He just might be.
Dude, that is a burn. Shaq was really bad on the Celtics. I forgot he was on the Celtics.
I think he called himself the big AARP when he was on the Celtics.
Yeah.
Or something like, no, that was his retirement nickname. But no, Broken Matt Hardy is back. There was hints that Matt Hardy might be on his way back to be a potential member of the infamous Wyatt Six, which would be really cool to see. Yeah. But for right now, we know he's making a stop in TNA, maybe going to do something with Moose. Who knows how long he's going to stay. But things are really incredibly balanced in wrestling right now. Like TNA is making headlines on a consistent basis this year. And I don't think I've been around wrestling for that long to recognize the last time a TNA did something like that. I know you have, Will.
Dude, it's amazing. But not me. It's amazing how they're just a cockroach of wrestling. They just will not fucking die.
Yeah.
They just won't go away.
Not at all.
But every now and then, they just, you know, it's the same guys coming in and out.
They get it right somehow.
All right, I'll watch this guy. All right, I'll watch him in TNA. Fucking know what? Kurt Angle's there for 6 years. All right, I'll watch TNA. So it's next thing you know, Sting will be there.
Yeah, right? Because you just can't retire. Can't retire at all. Also, TNA has Joe Hendry and the greatest theme song in wrestling right now. Do you believe in Joe Hendry?
I do not. He's not real.
He need to believe in Joe Hendry.
He's not real. Like, he can't hurt me.
I'm waiting for a baseball player to use it as their walk-up song. Think about that.
All right. Maybe when DJ comes back.
Yeah, right. Say his name and he appears. I believe in LeMahieu.
Although he hurt his foot in his rehab. He got pulled from his rehab.
Didn't he break it?
I don't know, but he left his rehab game early because his foot was sore.
Jesus. How are Yanks doing, by the way? I've not been able to keep score.
It's like 4-3.
Okay, that's a little bit too close for my liking.
Yeah, Stroman set up a bunch of solo home runs.
It's a weird time in New York when the Knicks are like the hottest team. It's a very weird time in New York.
Yeah, not
right
for long,
now.
Though.
Yeah. Let them get through the first round of it. I'll just like it.
The Celtics are no joke.
I don't believe in God, but I sure as hell do believe in Joe Hendry. That's right, Taquan. That's exactly what you're supposed to say.
The Yankees get a lot of strikeouts. Stroman has 8 Ks.
Jesus Christ, Marcus
Stroman. Schmidt had 9 the other night. Like, Rodon had a bunch last night. The Yankees get a lot of strikeouts.
That's good to hear. And somehow TNA doesn't strike out at all in any way, shape, or form. So that's all the news that's been in the boot. We would talk about AEW Dynasty if you ever watched it, but we heard good things. So I do want to acknowledge from AEW Dynasty that AEW actually did something that took WWE over 50 years to do, and that is crown an African-American World Heavyweight Champion. Congratulations to Swerve, who has become the top guy by beating Samoa Joe in AEW Dynasty. So that is something to note for them right now. But it is time, folks, to talk about the WWE draft. So historically, in the past couple of in the past couple of years, in the past couple of times that they have done a draft in WWE, has only been literally SmackDown and Raw, and they split it up where Raw would get 3 picks to SmackDown's 2 picks based on the hours that that show is on TV on a weekly basis.
It made sense. It was stupid, but it made sense. Like, I got it. I was like, I would have done that too.
It made a lot of logical sense. So now that the old guard is out of the way, and Triple H and Shawn Michaels, formerly known as the original members of DX, run the show, which in a wrestling fan kayfabe perspective is the wildest thing you can think of. Like, think about when they got formed. Like, what's the wildest thing you can think of? Oh, yeah, DX runs WWE. Well, folks, DX runs WWE.
Yeah.
Quite literally.
At least creative.
Creatively.
Yeah.
Yeah. DX runs WWE creatively. And as Triple H's vision originally was this entire time, he wanted NXT to be the third brand. And it is seemingly the route that they are going, with NXT officially being the third brand in the WWE draft. So there's no more, I think they're going to move away from NXT being purely developmental. I feel like a lot of people will get their start in NXT, but with NXT getting essentially their own new TV deal on the CW, which is going to be probably, which is the most, the television station that's on like almost any form of television. Like, it's on the most TVs in all of America.
It's not a huge network, but
It's there.
It's
you can find it. That's the thing.
People know it exists.
They know it exists. And then you have Raw, which is going to be obviously the South brand moving to Netflix, and SmackDown going over to USA later on in the year. They're starting to move. They're starting to pivot NXT into a more prominent role in their TV lexicon.
You think they tour?
I think they're going to move to touring soon.
Bigger arenas?
Maybe, or, you know, I think they'll do, and it's not a jab, and I think they're going to do AEW-sized arenas maybe to start off, or something a little smaller.
Yeah, the arena we did in Providence for Money in the Bank.
Correct,
Like the college arenas.
Yeah, I think they'll do college arenas.
Like Syracuse.
Yeah, because I think you do college arenas, that is also a good recruiting tool.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think
NXT should remain I'm totally fine with it being a third brand and being in the draft and more like included in WWE programming to get like the audience you lost back. It's a great way to get the audience you lost, like me, trying to get them back into NXT.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, come back. We're sorry. We're better now. All right. Like, hey, you up?
Yeah.
Like,
seriously.
So I think it's smart to make them more known and included. However, that developmental process is so important and core to getting someone from the indies and getting them used to the WWE style. Like, it's so important. Like, Jade needed those 6 months in developmental without being on TV.
Yeah.
So which will always be there, right? The Performance Center is not going anywhere. But I like that. Absolutely. NXT is a place where you can go and be on TV and make mistakes.
Yes.
And try things out and have a playground. Like, it's almost better that no one watches or less people watch because you can fuck up and it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I mean, when you look at it, the LWO, like Joaquin Wilde and Cruz, you know the spot they did where they catapulted him off the... they first did that on an episode of NXT.
Yeah,
and it got it was an NXT spot. And it got it went viral. It's a crazy spot, especially as small as the NXT arena is, that they kept doing it. And they were able to do that same spot at WrestleMania, and it's still a great spot.
Yeah.
Like, you know, NXT as a testing ground for things is a great concept as well. But I think Trips is going to move to Trips and Mr. Hickambottom are going to move to make it more inclusive with, you know, with things going on. So in that manner, the draft is going to have, you're going to have some superstars who aren't being used regularly or maybe even have past NXT you know, star power going back to NXT to help kind of even out the playing field per se with them. So with that being said, we are going to initiate our own version, our prediction. This is going to be a part of our official yearly prediction battle right now of where we think the draft is going to, where the superstars are going to end up during the draft. So the draft is a two-show process. The first part of the draft is going to be on SmackDown. Obviously, there will probably be picks that are not televised. And then the second half of the draft will be after Monday Night Raw this past Monday. So the full roster is at our disposal. Every member of KOTR has been given GM powers for prospective brands. Kayfabe, who is not here with us, is the GM of Raw. Yeah, so Kayfabe's picks have already been put in. Oh, it's going to be 67 tomorrow. I'm going to bring out the short shorts. Will Tarashok, Willie T, has been selected as the GM of SmackDown, and myself will be the general manager of NXT. With that being said, everybody is able to be drafted, including champions. The only champions that are not eligible to be drafted are the NXT champions, and that is because the NXT championships are brand specific. So it's the NXT Women's Champion, the NXT Men's Champion, the NXT North American Champion, the Women NXT Women's North American Champion.
You can't put them.
Not moving them. The only champions that are not going to be able to be selected from Raw and SmackDown are the Kabuki Warriors, because they are the only women's tag champions. They will be floating.
They
will be floating, and they can go anywhere they want, so they will not be able to be selected. So we're not going to do the entire roster, because that would be absolute madness, and WWE hasn't released their format for this draft at all. So what we are going to do is we are going to do 10 rounds of selection. So each brand will have 10 choices. You can select an individual superstar, obviously a champion, because you're going to need on Raw and SmackDown a world, a women's, a mid-card, and a tag champion. So those are kind of pre-selected already, since Kay already put in their picks. But you can also select tag teams and or factions. They do count as one pick for your brand. So if you were to pick, like, for instance, A-Town Down Under, just using them as an example, even though they are champions, they are a tag team. The tag teams count as one pick. Pretty Deadly as a group count as one pick. Final Testament, Akam, Rezar, Paul Ellering, Karrion Kross, Scarlett, all count as one pick. So that is how we're going to go. So with that being said, let's open up the first round, which is kind of already selected, except for me, with the world champions, Kayfabe. We're going to talk about Kayfabe selects, and I kind of have a feeling I know why Kayfabe chose this person as their champion of champions for the brand. Is Damian Priest remains on Raw, according to Kayfabe, as the world heavyweight champion. And I will say this, I believe it's because Damian Priest is now getting social media buzz as being called the bisexual Undertaker.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, I see it. I totally see it. Like, this guy kicks ass, but he can also down a cock, for sure.
What I do like
and
about
the purple, the tights, the deep voice, the mustache, all of it.
It's all there.
I mean, power to him, man. His name is Punishment. Like,
Punishment Martinez was his original name.
His indie name was Punishment. Like, come on. It's all there.
It's all there.
I'm just saying, if it walks like a duck, it talks like a duck, and it waddles, it's a duck.
That's the other good thing about what I noticed in on Raw this week. Damian Priest and Jay are going to be fighting at Backlash, which we're going to talk about, I think, next week. We're going to do a Backlash prediction show. So we're in pay-per-view hell at the moment.
Yeah, no, I'm excited.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
They let Damian and Jey Uso do an elongated segment. Like, the promos seem to be less scripted and more kind of ad-lib between the superstars and competitors on Raw. Like, Sheamus and Drew went at it, too.
Interesting. This is last night.
Yeah, this is last night on Raw. Yeah.
I'm gonna watch it probably tomorrow.
Yeah.
Or tonight when we get off here, maybe.
Yeah, it was kind of, I will say this. Sheamus did the whole banger after banger thing, and Drew was like, well, judging by the look of you, it looks like it's burger after burger after burger.
Man, poor Sheamus. Like, the picture going around, personally, I think was just a bad angle. He doesn't look awful.
He's
in worse shape than when he left, but he thought his career was over like a month ago.
He had a bad neck. He had a really bad neck injury.
Like, he was fucked up. So
yeah.
Is he chunky? Yeah. He's a little big.
He'll get it back.
He'll get it fine. Back. But also his old music is back.
Yes, it is.
The OG song. I was like, is that the, oh, It's a Shane full day. You're like my favorite. Am I a Sheamus fan now? Can I draft Sheamus first? Like, is that supposed to happen here?
That was one of the jokes. They're like, too many pies.
Too many pies. Like, dude, it's a great song. I was so shocked when I heard it.
Yeah,
so I put down my Steam Deck. I was like, just no way.
Yeah. So with that being said, obviously Damian Priest, that means Will Tarasuk, the GM of SmackDown, gets
Cody
adrenaline
Rhodes
in his soul, something Cody Rhodes, which I mean, you essentially have the franchise of WWE on your show currently right now.
Where do you think he gets drafted real life?
Oh boy.
He has to go to Raw.
I don't know.
Dude, you want your poster boy on Raw to bring in that Netflix deal. So when The Rock comes back, it's on Like, when does Rock come back? When do they debut on Netflix? That's when The Rock comes back.
January of 2025.
Yeah, that's when The Rock comes back.
I think he stays on SmackDown because SmackDown is broadcast TV.
So is Raw until the end of the year, though.
No, it's Fox compared. It's Fox compared to USA.
Fair. Yeah.
Okay. I think that's what it is right now.
So you're going to trust Damian Priest to lead Raw into the Netflix deal?
At least until October, because remember, we still don't know what the hell they're doing from October to January, because the USA deal ends in October, and they have 3 months to figure out what the hell they're going to do.
Honestly, this is going to be a good test for where WWE sees the market. Like, where do they currently see more value in the market? Is it still broadcast TV with all those ad dollars and Fox money? Or is it, we got to put our horse behind streaming and Netflix? Honestly,
I think they showed their hand with the Netflix deal.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, but now you guys see who's your main guy going to go to, net streaming or cable?
Yeah.
Like, because Cody's the main guy. Like, I like Demon Priest, but Cody's the guy. He's the top
guy. Cody's the guy.
He's the guy. So you're going to have your guy lead you to Netflix streaming or potentially more money in cable? It's just an interesting thing to see. I can't say you're wrong and disprove your argument other than just I think Netflix is the better option. I think it's more so like
Cody's still a babyface Homelander.
Yeah.
And it's like Homelander on Fox. It makes perfect sense. They eat that shit up.
I think he goes to Raw, but you're gonna go SmackDown. Well, he's drafted me on SmackDown, so I get.
He's on SmackDown.
I get the point if he goes to SmackDown.
Exactly, you will get the point. So if our selections are correct, then we get a point towards our prediction. Which, like I said, I haven't gone through the AEW Dynasty stuff yet. Will tentatively is still in the lead by at least two.
Dude, I love how we're slowly turning the show into fantasy wrestling. So play with us at home; it's gonna be fun.
Yeah. Seriously. I mean, we could always rebrand. I'll talk to the queen and we can always restart the fantasy wrestling league that I did for a while. It's fun.
Yeah, totally.
It is very fun. Okay. So my first pick is going to be, I don't think an actual controversy here, but it's going to be the first, I think, shocker, of the whole thing, especially since his group's been doing so well, but he hasn't been doing well. However, he did officially say he has re-signed, and there was nothing like his second run in NXT that kind of showed everybody who the fuck he is as a performer. Finn Balor to NXT.
Oh, you're taking Finn.
Again.
That's your second pick.
That's my first pick, because I don't have...
Oh, you have a champion?
My champion's already selected. Because remember, they're brand specific. So
okay, so we're doing 10 picks plus champions or 10 picks including champions?
So my champions aren't eligible because I'm already in NXT. So, like, why would I put them in the draft pool?
Oh, right.
Because they're brand specific. Right, okay. So, yeah.
I got it.
Yeah.
Okay,
so your picks are already picked for you because Kay was not here. Picks.
Okay,
got it. Yeah, exactly. Got it. Yeah. So, yeah, no, I'm going with Finn. I think Finn returns to NXT. I think if you're going to elevate NXT to what it an inkling of what it used to be when it originally started, you need somebody who was kind of quote unquote an NXT original, who also in his second return had a phenomenal run and carried that brand.
Yeah.
Like really well.
Yeah. Like once the Undisputed left, Finn Balor came in and was just like, hey, blah, blah, blah. I got this.
Yeah. Yeah. No, he did an excellent job. He doesn't need Judgment Day. Judgment Day did its job with Rhea and Damian. Judgment Day is falling apart at the seams, kind of in a weird way.
Yeah.
So I think it'll be fine for Finn to leave. So I'm going officially with Finn Balor as my first pick. So there's that. So let's move on then from that. Obviously, kayfabe's pick. We're going to go with the women's world champion. Obviously, my women's world champion is already selected. So technically, currently already on my roster is, you know, Ilia, Roxanne Perez, which I didn't think they were going to move Roxanne anyways, to be honest with you. Yeah. Obafemi, sorry, Will.
Oh. I doubt that's going to draft him, I swear to fucking Christ.
The Heritage Cup champion and the NXT tag champ, the men's tag champs are also there as well. But kayfabe is gonna make things really interesting, because I think this is a high possibility of happening. Bayley goes from SmackDown, according to Kay, to Raw. So that means you'd have the world champion on Raw and the WWE Women's Champion on Raw as well. And I think there's a high possibility of them splitting up and mix and matching world, like WWE titles and world titles, because that's what makes the most sense. If you're going to get away from those brand specific titles, that gives you the freedom to mix things up. And I think that's actually what's going to happen with Bayley. And I like the Bayley move, because even though, which means Will gets Becky Lynch, even though Bayley is hot right now, she still doesn't have the Becky Lynch star power. And if you're going to push, you know, if you're going to push Fox because they're on broadcast TV, you're going to need some heavy hitters. And Becky, who won the Battle Royal, to get Rhea's title, I think Becky going to SmackDown would be a power move just based on star power alone. And Bayley can do what she needs to do on Raw. Also, Michael Cole's on Raw. Yeah. And there's nothing like the Bayley and Michael Cole rivalry.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think Bayley going to Raw is also a good pick. I did like how all the world titles were on one brand and all the WWE titles were on another brand. But I guess it makes sense what you're saying to split them up, because that just makes them brand specific also. So you didn't really change anything.
Yeah.
So in that case, I am a rejected Wyatt six member. That's pretty funny. yeah, so it makes sense to mix and mash and split them up. So I think Bayley also makes sense on Raw, but on my pick, I'm glad I got Becky Lynch. Actually, let me rephrase. I'm glad it's not Liv Morgan.
it's a good swerve. I do want to talk about Becky getting the title.
I think it's a mistake. I think Triple H should have rode the hot hands, strike when the iron's hot, and give that heat to Liv, because she would make her a mega star. Instead, they played it safe and they went with Becky, which I understand.
Yeah, it was a desperation move.
Yeah, it's like when all else fails, you give it to Cena.
Yeah, that's what it is. And like, kudos to Becky, because Becky was guaranteed a break.
Yeah,
she wasn't supposed to be around, and she got called back, and now she's doing this. Like, her and Seth had surgery, so Seth's not around for a while because he tore his meniscus. Seth wrestled the WrestleMania in two matches with a torn meniscus. Which I thought was wild, but he pulled it up, and he is the MVP of WrestleMania 40. No one can take that away from him. But I think Becky winning is great, because I still think you have to build Liv. The best version of Liv Morgan that we've ever seen is when she goes absolutely batshit insane and out of her mind.
Yeah.
And Liv is not crazy enough yet to the where they need her. So Liv trying to get the title on this revenge tour, never getting it, she needs to go absolutely berserk before she gets that title. And then you bring back Rhea.
And Rhea's probably about, 6-8 months?
Depending on how bad that break is, it's going to be a while, yeah.
So
it's going to be a while. She might come back in the fall. You know, it's a crappy situation.
I don't know, man. Giving the belt to Becky it's something Vince would have done.
I think it's just that Becky's hot. She's got the book tour. Like,
yeah.
And Liv's been gone for a while. Liv still hasn't been consistently built up yet.
Yeah, but she has those fans. Liv Morgan fans are bizarre people.
They are.
Like, those diehard Liv Morgan fans, I'm like, just why? What am I missing? Is it me?
I would have loved Liv to get the title, but I think that also kind of runs the story short.
I guess we'll see. But okay.
Yeah, we'll see.
I'll take Becky Lynch.
I want Liv to, I just need Liv to be crazier. She needs to go Harley Quinn psychotic.
Yeah. And then you got Roxanne Perez. You lucky.
I already have Roxanne.
Lucky. Lucky.
Yes, but with my official second pick, I'm going to go with another NXT NXT stalwart or NXT, a prominent NXT talent who came through the WWE system through NXT and took the world by storm. And to be honest with you, this person's not really being utilized that great anyways on Raw or SmackDown. So I'm taking Shinsuke. I'm going to take Shinsuke. Yeah.
Good pick. It's a good, really good pick. It's a very, very, very good pick and one that could actually happen.
Yeah, seriously.
I think his character would do very well in NXT. His anime character would do very well in NXT.
Oh, he'd be perfect. Yeah, anime Shinsuke, I think, works perfectly.
Him and
perfectly.
Ilya would be a really fun feud.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I mean, Shinsuke against Obafemi.
No. It would hurt to watch.
Yeah, so I think Shinsuke is a great move. Again, it gives the more hardcore, more nostalgic NXT fans something to go back to NXT for to see what's up. Do they retain that audience? Who knows? It sees how we got to see how, you know, they're utilized, but it gives them something to look into a little bit more. So let's move on. You know, obviously your first couple of picks are going to be your champion picks. We're going to move over to the mid cards. Obviously kayfabe in kind of a shocker to me. Taking Logan Paul, the United States champion.
I'm so mad.
And moving him from SmackDown to Monday Night Raw, which means you get lovable Sami Zayn on SmackDown as your Intercontinental Champion, which I don't think is actually going to occur. Usually, if anything happens on a draft, it's usually the mid-card champion switch.
Yeah.
Historically, that's what has occurred. But in my opinion, I don't think that actually occurs. I think Logan Paul, being that socialite, being that social media person, you need him on broadcast TV.
Oh, Taquan, just you wait, by the way.
Yeah. Also, I have this fantasy of him forming a true faction with A-Town Down Under. They're perfect. They're tailor-made for each other.
They are really good for each other. So you think they both stay on SmackDown?
In my opinion, yes. I don't think this actually occurs.
I agree. I think Logan Paul should be on SmackDown.
Yeah.
The bigger name for celebrity should be on the bigger brand, which is Fox.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
Especially
happens.
If his brother's gonna fight Mike Tyson. Like,
yeah, you need him on Fox. It probably is easier for a schedule since Fox is on since SmackDown's on a Friday.
Yeah. But I like Sammy. That's a good roster. I got Cody. I got the three top baby faces: Cody, Becky, and Sammy.
Yeah, yeah, it's good.
I need to draft some heels, dude. Where are my heels?
I need to draft my third person. I don't even know right now. I gotta see my third pick for this.
Yeah, we're gonna fuck right over now. And keep it NXT.
Oh, I'm not doing somebody because he's not ready yet. I already know who I'm gonna pick. Actually. You gave me he still needs seasoning right now before you move to the Raw or SmackDown, but he's so good and I don't want to take anything from him. Trick Williams.
You're keeping Trick?
I'm keeping Trick. I also didn't want you to take Trick.
That's a good pick. That's a good pick.
I would
not have taken Trick. You drafted him too early.
Yeah, I mean, but I have theoretically more drafts. More draft picks than you do because you already have champions picked.
Yeah, no kidding, dude. You get 10
that's
picks.
Case, that's Case Paul.
You get 10
that's
picks. Case Paul. You get 10 picks plus champions.
Well, the champions aren't, I don't consider them draftable.
Right. But they're still on your roster, though.
They're still on my roster, yeah.
So you have a bigger roster.
Theoretically, yes. We're only doing 10 rounds, and we don't even know if we're going to give NXT that many picks in the draft.
Fair.
As well. They could do like a 3-2-1, which would be so messed up.
What they should do is like NXT, anytime we draft someone, you get to draft someone back. So
that'd
like,
be cool. That'd be cool.
Because if they like their first pick is like, oh, we're Ilya Dragunov. We want to keep our champion. But it's like, but you could have taken Roman Reigns. Like, what are you doing? I mean, like you could have taken Jimmy Uso, Jey Uso. You could have taken anybody. Yeah. So it's just like, that's the hard part about NXT being a draft. I mean, granted, they haven't announced the rules yet.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens, but that's the only problem I have with this draft. Like, it would make more sense if we raid you, you get to raid us.
Yeah, I'm gonna be interested to see how they put that all together, with everything occurring with NXT. So SmackDown's gonna be really interesting to watch. So moving on to, I guess, your final automatic picks of your tag champions. Yep. Kayfabe has selected, for like their own, well, no, there's pretty good bounce between heels and faces in their champions. Kayfabe has selected Austin Truth, the World Tag Team Champions, to remain on Raw, which means you get A Town Down Under as your WWE Tag Champions on SmackDown. Listen, A Town, you have someone with A Town Down Under. I just think they need Logan Paul with them.
Yeah, they need a
Leader.
They need a big brother.
Yeah, yeah, and I think they'd be fantastic. But it's because I think it's because Kayfabe loves Austin Troop. And like, who doesn't? Because Troop's amazing.
Yeah, they're the best.
They're absolutely amazing. Oh God, my pick now. Then it's going to be like pretty much even Stevens between me and you, at least. I gotta pick. Oh, I actually know who I'm going to pick. And this is just, I need a locker room leader and a veteran, especially when this NXT Women's North American title comes into play. And I'm being generous and taking Natty away from everybody. So Natty goes to NXT.
Okay. Smart.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. I'm going to take Natty because I also need a female in this draft, but yeah, I'm going to stop the first few. It's not the last female I'm going to take, but I'm taking Natty. There's my fourth pick. Moving on. It's going to be kind of up in the air for you now, Will. Kayfabe, this is we're midway through Kayfabe round five, has selected their first faction, and boy, is it a steal.
This is bullshit. This is such bullshit.
It is an absolute juggernaut of a pick in the big three known as Jade Cargill, Bianca Belair, and Naomi as a faction going to Raw. I also don't think this actually occurs. I think you keep him on SmackDown, especially since Jade was announced as a SmackDown signee not too long ago.
Yeah, keep him on SmackDown.
But for our purposes, huge pickup for Raw and much to the dismay of Will Tarashock. So, Will, this is your first toss-up pick. Who do you got?
It's my first pick, baby. I'm drafting Drew McIntyre. Drew McIntyre is going to SmackDown.
Ooh.
Yeah. No question about it. I need that big giant hairy man on my roster.
Big giant hairy petty man on so your petty. Roster. Now it is kind of crazy. All right. So my next pick for NXT. So I'm going through the roster. It's definitely not Scripps. Again, these are people who have some sort of name that weren't utilized well enough. And this is someone that I think if they are healthy, which I believe they are, and they're ready to go, you bring them back. I'm going with Daddy DeVille.
Okay.
I like Sonya. She had a great run in that Daddy DeVille character. She obviously had the legal dispute with that stalker for a while. She's kind of been away. She got married as well. Yeah, she had a lot of good and bad things happen to her. But if she's healthy, she's ready to go. That character is NXT ready, where she can get a little bit more creative freedom, if that's the route that they're going to go with that. And she can reestablish that character. I really thought she had something with the whole, when she turned on Mandy and then Mandy became Mandy.
Yes.
You know.
1,000%. There's talent there. There's shit there to work with.
Yeah. So I'm going with Daddy DeVille. I think Daddy DeVille is a great character because, you know, NXT is getting the women's mid-card title, so that needs to be boosted with some women who can be potential threats, and also women who you can be like, yeah, that's a good first champion to work everything off of. Yep. So that's why I'm going with Daddy DeVille there. Next, we're halfway through now, moving pretty quickly because we have to pick some champions, but Kayfabe with their selection in the sixth round. Goes interesting. Going with Alba Fire. Not Alba Fire and Isla Dawn. Just Alba Fire in this selection. Formerly known as Kaylee Ray, one of the longest reigning champions in WWE from the redacted women's NXT UK Championship. Yeah. She had a crazy run. And there is potential there. She's just not really being utilized right now on Raw and or SmackDown. But Kay is taking them, Alba Fire, at... at number six. Very interesting pick. Interesting pick there for that women's division. But Will Tereshock, who do you got?
Oh, dude, I know I'm going to piss you off at this one. I'm taking
this?
I'm taking Carmelo Hayes.
I'm not even pissed off because I didn't think Carmelo was going to stay anyways.
Yep, Carmelo Hayes is coming up to the blue brands because Melo don't miss, and he's going to knock the fuck out of Sami Zayn. Let me tell you something.
Listen, Carmelo Hayes is going to be the jewel of a draft in real life.
Yeah. Yeah, he's going to SmackDown.
Yeah, he's the jewel of the draft, hands down, no questions asked. He can come after Cody. He can be a eventually. Really big deal after Cody.
Yeah, eventually. Yeah.
Really big deal after Cody. I'm so happy we were able to. It's one of my points of pride in the podcast that we were able to sponsor his final match on the Indies.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is really cool. Okay, so NXT again, who is not being used, who could, or who can I keep from NXT? Actually, it's a better question that I want to keep down there for. I love Chase Yu. I don't care what anybody says.
I just take Noam Dar.
Oh, you gave me a good idea. I was like, I could steal all of Metaphor.
Go for it. I'm not going to take him. Yeah, although they're probably going to stay there anyway, right? So if you don't draft, it stays there.
Well, we don't know. We're only doing 10 rounds. We don't even know how rounds. These are just, we're being like, if we were going to pick a top 10, who are the top 10 people we'd keep or pick for our brand? Let's see. Yeah, screw it. I'm picking Metaphor. I think Metaphor stays. They're so NXT perfect. I want Noam Dar to kind of return, but he's doing such good work with Metaphor. And so Metaphor, including Noam Dar, Oro Mensah, Lash Legend, and Jakara Jackson, who I saw in person waiting online for those photos. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wow is all I have to say about Jakara Jackson. So, yeah, I'm going with my first faction in Metaphor. Moving on. A very surprising pick for Kay in round 7. Going with Baron Corbin. Returning to Raw.
Yeah, I didn't see that one coming, but neither honestly, probably correct. Did they drop the tag belts?
They did drop the tag belts. So
thank God.
Yeah. Well, because Braun Breaker had also technically signed to SmackDown.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm drafting him next, so.
Yeah, so you're going with Braun Breaker?
I'm going to go with Braun Breaker. But yeah, honestly, we didn't get to talk about this WrestleMania weekend because so many good things happened on WrestleMania weekend. And God forbid you forget about Baron Corbin. But Baron Corbin wrestled the greatest match he ever wrestled at TakeOver.
He's fantastic. Absolutely fantastic.
I turned to Charles. I'm like, am I cheering for Baron Corbin? And I was. He looked great. He looked great. He's a good wrestler.
Yeah.
So I hope Baron Corbin gets another shot at the main roster because he's underappreciated.
I agree with that. He is underappreciated. He does a lot of things really well.
Yes.
Oh, he does a lot of things really well.
But not like incredibly well. He's like a B at everything.
Yeah, but it's a solid B.
Solid B.
It's a solid B.
He's like an 86. He's almost a B plus.
Yeah, it's a solid B.
But at everything, everything he's a B at. Like, he is literally, like, what's a Bret Hart scale? he is a 21 on the Bret Hart scale.
Yeah, it's solid.
Sevens
it's
across solid the
look.
Board.
Yeah, it's a solid look. It's a solid. All right, so my pick, NXT, I just had him, too. I could do really well. Oh, no, I'm not going to take her. Oh, that's why I am going to take this person. Someone who, for some reason, they're just not getting right on the roster right now. And they're not, I don't know why, but it's just not hitting. But she needs to really find her footing again because it looks like they brought her up and there's enough really for her. Indi Hartwell goes to NXT.
Oh.
Returns to NXT.
Interesting. Yeah, totally possible. She's just not doing anything. She just doesn't really exist.
They're trying something with her and Candace, but it's not hitting for me, and so I think we need to reset Indy.
Yeah, dude, it's on Hulu Raw, so.
Yeah. We need to reset Indy Hartwell. Moving on, round 8. Kay is really just fantasy booking right now, and this is just showing you how much Kay watched NXT UK compared to the rest of us, but Kay is picking the thick boys from Gallus, all three members, Wolfgang and the two brothers, going as a faction to did you miss Monday Night Raw. What do you mean?
Above Baron, did you say Ilya?
What do you mean, Ilya?
Yeah, Kay drafted Ilya Dragunov if he drops.
Oh, I put that at the bottom.
At the bottom. Okay, put that at the bottom.
I reset it because I was like, yeah, because I was like,
Okay, got it. Okay, got it.
Yeah, because I was like, what happens if I'm going off
their original list in the Discord.
Yeah, I switched it up.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Gallus. Who is Gallus? They're a tag team?
They're a faction. There's three of them. It's Wolfgang and Joe and Mark Coffey.
Okay. Yeah, I need a faction.
So. You do need a faction. You do not have a faction whatsoever right now.
Yeah, because Judgment Day is already taken, because that's where they go with Damian.
Well, no. Kay picked Damian as one. So, and I took Finn.
You took Finn?
Yeah.
Do I want the rest of Judgment? So you don't take the rest of Judgment Day?
No, I just want Finn.
You think they're going to be broken up? Okay.
I think they're slowly, like, Dom's moving away now that Rhea's gone.
I guess I'm taking Bobby Lashley's group.
Oh, the Lashley Prophets and Beefhead.
Yeah,
I don't want to call them the Pride, but that's what they're called. Technically.
Yeah, they're very mid.
Yeah, I don't. They're not. You could have taken the LWO.
Yeah, let me take them instead. I'll take Rey Mysterio and Carlito.
You want Rey and Carlito? Or do you want the LWO?
The LWO, Rey and Carlito are included.
Okay. Yes. Yeah.
So that's Rey, Carlito.
Zelina and Joaquin Wilde,
and the other one
and Cruz, yeah.
Yes,
Cruz del Toro, yeah. Yes, all of them.
So that those five
does that also include Andrade?
Yes,
because I feel, yeah, that does include Andrade. Yes. That's a great pickup.
It's a great pickup. I have a great full roster now.
Yeah, it's a great pickup.
I only need to draft one more lady. I haven't drafted one yet. Other than
you haven't drafted a lady at all. You got two more picks to draft women. I know who you should pick. But let me go to pick mine. I just picked Indy. Oh, but also includes Dragon Lee in the LWO as well, because he's technically there.
He always gets injured, so that's fine. Now, I'm going to debut with Randy Orton kicking him in the head and say, sorry, Dragon, it's the season premiere. I love bringing that segment up on the podcast. Whenever every draft year, I use it. It's a great gimmick.
It is great.
And how has Randy Orton not been drafted yet, or Kevin Owens?
I'm just
redrafting like the rest of SmackDown. Like, I got all my picks are pretty much already on SmackDown. I'm gonna lose this draft.
Yeah, so
Kay fucked me.
Kay screwed you up so badly. Next person I'm picking for NXT, somebody who needs to do something while their partner's away, and they already kind of had some good eyes there when they kind of mic checked Obafemi. Ivar goes to NXT.
Yes, he's already there, but yes.
Yeah, I solidify Ivar in NXT. Because him and Obafemi could have a classic series of matches.
Yeah, like really unbelievable.
Yeah.
Like Obi's gonna be like, oh man, you can move.
Yeah, I think that's where it's gonna go. All right, two more picks left for everybody. Kayfabe taking Lyra Valkyria from NXT after losing to Roxanne Perez. Taking Lyra Valkyria, moving her to Monday Night Raw. I like Lyra. I think she could be main roster ready. And I think you got to put her with Becky Lynch. Because Becky's really, really helped, you know, get her over. And Lyra did beat Becky for the NXT women's title. And it's a good call. There's also a big woman that you haven't picked up yet. And I'm not even going to pick her to spite you, Will. But Lyra Valkyria to Raw, very interesting pick. I don't know if that's gonna happen or work out, but I think Lyra is Raw and SmackDown ready at this point.
I agree.
Yeah. So who do you got? Well, second to last pick for you. You need women outside of Zelina Vega.
So I'm gonna take Damage Control.
Okay.
That's Dakota, EO, and then I know the tag champions float, but they still get drafted technically.
They still get a home.
So they're primarily on SmackDown, but they can go everywhere else. So the Kabuki Warriors, EO, and Dakota.
Correct, yes.
There's my women's division.
You're missing one person, but that's just me. So
well,
sorry.
Take them, because I don't know who you're talking about.
No, I'm not going to.
I guess I could take Charlotte, right?
No, I'm not going to take Charlotte. Charlotte back in NXT would be freaking... God, people would be so mad.
Yeah, it'd be really dumb.
So mad.
It'd be really dumb.
They bring her back to NXT and she takes the North American Championship as the inaugural champion. God,
that would be pretty awesome, though.
For me, again, this is just a... I'm going to pick a number one. It's probably my last woman that I'm going to pick. It's only because she's almost got it, but she needs to be in NXT more, and she can learn a lot from Natty, especially because she's going up against Natty at the time of his recording tonight in an NXT underground match. NXT perfected the underground gimmick, and it's so good. Lola Vice remains on NXT for now.
Okay.
Lola Vice, former UFC fighter, going up against Natty in NXT Underground, man, I cannot wait to watch that because I learned the power of a DVR. But I think Lola Vice is a solid pick. All right, so final pick, final of our 10 rounds.
Damn, dude, I want more picks. I feel cheated.
I mean, you can start. We can just ad lib some final bonus picks for us. You know, yeah. We'll see how it goes. We have some time to go. We're making good time. We're at 105 right now. Kayfabe's last pick. Kayfabe is predicting an upset and Trick Williams beating Ilya Dragunov. So it's going to be a little bit of a caveat. So if Ilya Dragunov drops tonight, Kayfabe is going to select them to go to Monday Night Raw. However, if Ilya Dragunov does retain, which I believe will actually occur, then Kayfabe's selection will be a returning Braun Strowman to Monday Night Raw as well. So a pretty interesting big man.
It's a good pick. Good pick. That's actually a really good pick by Kay.
Yeah.
That I'm not mad at.
Yeah. So final pick, Will, for SmackDown. Who can you pick up?
Damn, man.
There's one that you haven't picked yet that's no-brainer for you. I'm not telling you what it is until after you make the pick and after I make my pick, which I just figured out what I want to do.
Oh, dude, I'm an idiot. Let me do the Bloodline.
I mean, that is a solid one, which you know.
Yeah, I get Roman... I didn't pick Jimmy, not Jay. Do I get Jimmy?
You get Jimmy.
I get Roman, Jimmy, Solo, yeah. Paul, and Tama Tonga.
And The Rock, technically.
And The Rock, and All Future.
And All Future.
And All Future Bloodline. Bloodline. So, like, yeah, I'm going to take the Bloodline.
Yeah, what do you think of essentially Solo Sikoa being the Suge Knight of the Bloodline?
Dude, I love what Solo is doing.
I love what they're doing with Tama Tonga and everything. Like, I love the whole thing.
Yeah, it's a very good wrinkle because Solo's going to run house. Roman's going to come back. And then
what the hell are you doing?
Solo's going to be like, you lost two. And then thump. Losing has consequences. And you lost my tribal chief. Yeah, it's going to be awesome, dude. Like, I don't know if I'm going to buy Roman as a face. But, the fact that we wanted Roman to go away and then literally 10 days later, we want Roman is bizarre, wrestling fans.
Listen, Roman's doing fine. He's got a deal with Jordan Brand for sneakers.
Yeah, he's doing a movie. He's doing a movie, too.
He's doing a movie, which is absurd. Like, Roman's fine. Let Roman get us. Literally, I'm not a sneakerhead, but I would buy, my dumb wrestling self would buy Rowan sneakers.
I probably would too. I would acknowledge
yeah.
The acknowledge me ones. Yeah, I'd probably buy them.
The Bloodline twos.
Yeah, the Bloodline twos. Yeah, I'm betting them dope shoes.
They probably are.
But yeah, I love what Solo is doing. Tom Tonga is really interesting. Paul Heyman's playing it great. And Solo came out of the comic, I'm like, oh, nice jacket, Solo. And then Paul Heyman goes, wow, nice threads. I'm like, thank you, Paul. We're the same wavelength here. So it's a chapter I did not see coming in the Bloodline. It's just a story that's going to go on forever.
Yeah, the greatest story ever told in wrestling, and it keeps on going, which is crazy. My final pick. Again, this is the booster, and to get somebody off a lot of people's hands, is no one's going to pick them anyways, but it is a package deal because they are going to show up with their manager, and I think they will do a great time or a good rebuild in NXT, because they, a lot of people, including Will, say what they needed. I am going with Omos and MVP to NXT.
Yeah, that's a good pick too. Man, you threw back up a lot of points, Ricky. I'm not gonna lie, those are really good picks for NXT.
Listen, they, Omos is good, but the, you know, I think he's, him and NXT, again, pairing with Oba Femi, you can have a lot of crazy stuff go on.
Yeah, he's going to look even bigger.
Yeah, he is going to look even bigger there, and have MVP to kind of steer a ship back there. You got another senior person there to help out some of that young talent coming through anyways. It just balances stuff out. So just to review real quick, our official draft has concluded. So let's just review the picks for everybody. Kayfabe of the GM of Monday Night Raw, excuse me, sorry about that, picking Damian Priest as their world champion, Bayley as the WWE Women's Champion, Logan Paul, United States Champion, Awesome Truth, the World Tag Champions, all on Raw. Other selections for Kayfabe include the Big Three, which are Jade Cargill, Bianca Belair, and Naomi, Alba Fire, Baron Corbin, all of Gallus, Mark and Joe Coffey, and Wolfgang, Lyra Valkyria, and Ilya Dragunov. However, condition, that is on a condition that he drops. If not, then Braun Strowman to Raw. For Willie T, the GM of SmackDown, he has selected, or was forced to select, since Kay is not here, Cody Rhodes, the WWE Champion, the Women's World Champion, Becky Lynch, A-Town Down Under, the WWE Tag Champions, and Sami Zayn, the Intercontinental Champion. Will has also selected Drew McIntyre, Carmelo Hayes, Braun Breaker, the entire LWO, Zelina Vega, Rey Mysterio, Carlito, Cruz del Toro, Joaquin, I was going to say Joaquin. I was going to call him Joaquin Phoenix. But Joaquin Wilde.
Oh. That would be a great pick.
Yeah, right. Dragon Lee and Andrade also picking Damage Control, the Kabuki Warriors, Io Sky and Dakota, and the Bloodline and the rest of the Bloodline lineage in perpetuity, because there are more of them coming. NXT, my show, I picked Finn Balor, Shinsuke Nakamura, Whoop That Trick Williams, Natty, Daddy DeVille, Metaphor, Jakar Jackson, Lash Legend, Noam Dar and Oru Mensah, Indy Hartwell, Ivar, Lola Vice, and Omos, and MVP. So those are our picks for this year's draft. But we can go on for a little bit longer, see who else that we could have picked. So, Will, I will give you this one. You didn't pick Tiffany Stratton.
Yeah,
that
I did.
I thought that would be a dead giveaway to pick up Tiffy.
Yeah, I guess.
I wouldn't pick up Tiffy. If I had to continue
on this draft, I only had like five picks, man, while my champions were taken.
I know, but as a solid person to like boost your women's division, Tiffy time is perfect.
I'll draft her 11.
For me, if I had to continue on, who else would I want to see in NXT? Oh, Nikki Cross.
God, yeah, that's a good one, too.
Nikki Cross, when
she
easy.
Comes, when she comes back, yeah.
Yeah, Nikki Cross, obviously. I wouldn't take Randy. Randy wouldn't move down there, but Randy would have been a good pickup for you.
Randy would have been good. KO would have been good. Liv Morgan would have been good. Jey Uso would have been good.
I would have picked KO, but I think KO still is doing the Bloodline stuff.
He's not going anywhere. Literally Alpha Academy would have been good. I thought about them.
Well, I don't even know if Alpha Academy is going to even return now that Chad's, you know, going crazy. Yeah. Smiley is here. Look who it is. Smiley. Speaking of alphas here, right? Smiley's in the building. Thanks for joining us. Don't worry, Smiley. None of us picked scripts.
I thought about it for like
too bad as well. Some people who weren't drafted, we didn't even talk about this. I totally forgot about this because I went into talking about the draft and everything. But some people who were ineligible to be drafted were people who couldn't be drafted because they recently got cut. That included Veer and Sangha, Zion Quinn, Von Wagner, and the two biggest names most recently found out today. He will not be going to the moon because he is going to the unemployment line currently. Cameron Grimes, unfortunately, got cut. And somehow, some way, Will, they finally hindered the gender.
Again.
Jinder Mahal has been officially cut from WWE. 90-day no-compete clauses for all of them. Xia Li also got cut as well, which I was very kind of upset about.
Yeah, but she was on TV.
Yeah, they weren't using her much. I don't think they knew how to use her. I think she also, I don't know if her ability to cut a promo with English was great, although they've been using subtitles for Shinsuke and Damage Control, so I don't know what they missed. Who knows? But there's a lot of potential in Xia Li. There's still a lot of potential in Cameron Grimes. Jinder Mahal can pretty much do anything he wants at this point. I selfishly want to see Jinder show up at AEW and confront Tony.
God.
I'd watch
Jinder Mahal run through AEW.
I'd watch so badly. Apparently the cuts are, I guess, a little bit more. We're leaving Reggie alone, Smiley. That's why no one picked him. There's a lot of potential in Jinder Mahal. I don't know how many more cuts are coming, but let's segue to that. If you were to cut anybody else, Will, who would you cut from the roster?
That's really tough, man. Who would I cut, man? That's probably Carlito. To be honest, he doesn't do anything. He doesn't really wrestle. I'd probably cut the bald guy in Imperium.
Oh, they just took him out. They took out Giovanni. I think he actually is going to get cut.
Yeah, Giovanni Vinci.
They just turned on him last night.
Yeah, so him.
I think he actually is going to get cut.
Yeah, him.
I'm also surprised no one picked up Gunther.
Yeah, that is pretty surprising.
I'm surprised Kanan picked up Gunther.
Very surprising. Who else could get cut? I don't know. That's really hard. I could see Otis getting cut.
I don't know if he'll get cut. I think if they break up Alpha Academy, which is where it seems like it, because I think they're going to reimagine Team Angle with the Creed brothers and Chad Gable.
Yeah.
I think would be fantastic. Yeah,
they need that.
I think Otis has a potential of breaking out as a singles person. Otis kind of has the Carmella syndrome of always being with somebody.
I could see Shotzi getting cut.
Is she? I know she just got married. I think she's also currently injured. I think it would kind of be a dick move for them to cut her.
Yeah, it wouldn't be the first time.
Yeah, I thought about picking up Shotzi because I think she'd do wonders in NXT. Also because I need her to be the host of Halloween Havoc every year.
Tozawa could be cut.
Zao could be cut, which is unfortunate because it's funny as hell.
Yeah. Apollo Crews could be cut.
That I can see.
Ashante Adonis could definitely be cut.
Especially since B-Fab's getting more time than him.
Yeah. Beth Phoenix is still on here, which is pretty funny.
I find that hysterical, too.
Boa. Boa could be cut.
Boa has been cut.
You name a few if you're thinking of a few, because I'm just scrolling through it now.
I'm thinking Brooks Jensen, I think, might get the cut. I think Josh Briggs has gotten some time still left on him.
I thought Cedric Alexander was already cut.
No, he's still there.
He could be cut.
He's still there. Dexter Lumis.
Yeah, cut.
Dexter. I like Eddie Thorpe. He's got potential.
Oh, Drew Gulak. He could be cut.
Have you heard
that weird thing that's going on with him and Ronda Rousey?
Yeah, that came out before Mania.
Yeah, it's bizarre.
It's very bizarre. I don't know what to think of it.
It's just fucking weird.
The way she described the story was weird to me.
Yeah, it's like, and you're clearly jaded, so I'm gonna take everything you say with a lot of salt.
Yeah.
I wish Greg Miller would get cut.
You hate Greg Miller with a burning bat.
Because like, dude, it's like, I can do your job better than you. I know I could. You and your bitch tits. Call it jealousy, you're correct. Ivy now could get cut. Although she's
Michael Cole's composite is really weird. He looks cross-eyed. Ivy now was on that rock show, like the American, not American Ninja Warrior, it was like his American Gladiator thing. That's where they found Ivy Nile. It'd be interesting to see what they do with Ivy Nile if Chad does kind of reform or do a new version of Alpha Academy and like use as the Creed brothers. That's where Ivy Nile, that's who Ivy Nile is with.
I guess he can't be in being cut.
Yeah, they've been running around and they did some NXT stints. Let's see. Not Pete Dune. I love that Pretty Deadly calls him Dune.
Dune, it is really funny.
Rich Holland, I can see going over doing some with him. I'm not gonna lie, I would cut Scripps, aka Reggie. That's just me being me.
Damn, Caleb Braxton at 17 spoke in front of the President G.W. Bush at the White House.
For what?
As a teenager, she participated in a public speaking competitions. So she competed at the White House.
That's nuts.
In public speaking. That's a pretty wild bio, Miss Caleb Braxton.
Yeah, that's a crazy bio. I think Valentina Flores is already cut. Oh, I forgot about him. I would cut Wendy Chu if she has been cut already. He's injured. That's why I didn't even think about him. I should have picked up a returning Wesley.
Okay, would have been a good one.
Wesley would have been a great pick. I almost picked up Zoe Stark.
I could see Meechan being cut too.
Someone's got to wrestle in that family. I don't think they cut Meechan because Keith Lee's not doing anything.
Nikita Lyons is coming back soon, I hope.
Yeah, torn ACLs are a son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Nikita, could you imagine Nikita Lyons on like SmackDown doing the split pin?
Yeah. I very much. Who is Ryan Popola?
Oh, he's part of the bump.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
They put a lot of their host on there as well, not actual performers.
Seth's photo was really funny. I like how Shane's still here too. Sean Spears. Sean Spears could be cut.
Even though he just got back.
Yep. He's always on the block, dude. Tamina's still on the roster? No, she's getting cut. I'm not sure what he was cut, actually.
I don't think she was, unless she didn't announce it. You know?
Yeah, I think everyone else stays. They better not cut Vic Joseph, I swear to Christ.
I'm surprised Vic Joseph isn't the heir apparent, because Cole, I don't know if you watched WrestleMania back yet, Cole called Corey Graves the heir apparent to the announced teams.
Goddamn.
Yeah, I was like, oh, that's news to me.
that is definitely news.
Yeah, I definitely thought it was Vic Joseph's spot to lose.
No, Corey's been there forever.
That's true. And he does a decent job covering SmackDown.
Oh, and Zoe Stark could totally be cut.
Yeah.
Shayna Baszler could also be cut.
Shayna Baszler. So we'll see what happens. But that is all we have this week for our WWE draft. We are going to see if we got it all right or all wrong. I'm assuming Kay's got some wrong here.
I'm fucked. Ricky could run away with this easily.
Because I was thinking smart, because if I was thinking like fantasy, I'd be like, I'd take Tiffy, I'll take Sami Zayn, you know, like. But since we also have to figure out what we're battling for.
Oh, like who wins in the end?
Yeah, not who wins in the end, but like what we win in the end.
Yeah.
Like I don't want like a points. High five. Yeah. I don't want like a high five.
You want to make a belt?
Like just create a belt?
Create a custom belt. I mean, he's got to ship it back and forth year to year.
We could do that. It's possible.
Probably what? A few hundred bucks between the three of us? It's probably like, say it's like 150 each.
That could be done.
Right? It's what, 450? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's doable.
Yeah. It's doable. It's a lot of custom belt plays. I do a custom belt for my fantasy team. So
I mean, we also get like a cheap one to make it funny.
You can get like a kid's title.
Yeah. We do the KOTR title, and the side plates are our old logos.
Oh, do we have enough of the old logos? We have three.
Yeah, I have them. I have all of them. I got all of them somewhere. Like, and the one.
Oh, you know what? We can, because we do four side plays, the fourth side play could be the new KOTR. Remember the hack job?
Oh, my God.
The hack job one I
did? No, you get two side plates.
Okay, that's fine.
Let me look. Podcast, Kings of the
Rings. We have three.
John Cena, white on black. I got the old one, the white, the ring with the red
purple
ropes.
One.
The one my hat, the one my hat's on.
The Ramadan one.
Yeah. I still have that one.
We can do that too. Yeah, I have the original. You know, the freaking Microsoft Paint one you originally had.
Yeah, I don't. I'm surprised I have it.
We can make that a classic line. It'd be really funny. Just like put it on a t-shirt somewhere.
God, my friend Rob made that. No, he made a worse one. I forget who made it. No, my friend Pat Hopkins made the first one.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And I went to my friend Carly. I was like, hey, Carly, see this logo? Can you do it better? And she gave me the white on the black.
It was good.
Which is, it's my favorite.
Yeah.
It's my favorite one, selfishly.
It's a very good one. So, you know, we can definitely figure it out. But at this point in time, I guess it's time to get fucking out of here, right? We've done our draft. We've done all we need to do. Let's get this show on the road and move to the post show at some point. So, Will, if you may say. Ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening to Kings of the Rings podcast, episode number 373, draft day. We have attempted and probably have failed in correctly picking what superstars will go where in this year's version of a WWE draft. One thing is for sure, though, the brand split's not going to even be realized after like 3 weeks from now anyway. So none of this is even actually going to matter. But what does matter is that my name is King Ricky Rose. You can find me at Ambassador Biggs across all social media outlets. B-I-G-Z, Ambassador Biggs. Find Kings of the Rings podcast at KOTR_podcast across all social media outlets. Like, share, subscribe, leave us 5-star reviews. The links to all of that are in the description below. If you like what you are listening to or what you are watching, make sure you are following us and following our network brand, Wrestle Addict Radio, the Cure for the Common Wrestling Podcast, which is home to Kings of the Rings Podcast, the Fretzelmania Podcast, the YLP Young Lions Perspective Podcast, and the Brace for Impact Wrestling Podcast. We do have a podcast that covers TNA all on Wrestle Addict Radio. Follow Wrestle Addict Radio socials at @addict_wrestle on Twitter and at Wrestle Addict Radio everywhere else. The links to all of that are in the description below. Will Tarashak.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, Yankees about to pick up this dub. It's one out in the ninth inning, so that's good news. Hope you all
there we
like
go.
Baseball. It's now a baseball podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Will Tarashuk. T is in Thomas, A-R-A-S-H-U-K. I don't got plugs this week. I'm not plugging anything. So,
there you go.
other than my new book's coming out. No, I'm just kidding. Imagine if I wrote a book. What would the title of my book be?
The title of your book? Jesus Christ.
Yeah, what is the title of my book be?
American Minutes.
Yeah.
American Minutes.
Yeah.
That's what
R.I.P. to R.I.P. to that.
R.I.P. to American Minutes. So when we come back next week, folks, we're going to figure out the results of a draft. We're probably going to comment on AEW Dynasty 2 weeks later because what the hell? Who cares? And we're going to get ready for Backlash in France and a midday PLE. It's going to be Saturday at 12:30 is what Backlash is going to be.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, so get ready for brunch and wrestling that weekend, folks. So until next week, folks, goodbye, good night. We'll see you soon, and maybe also if you're joining us on the post show since we're doing this live. And, oh, yeah, there is one final pick in the KOTR draft. It's Mr. Irrelevant, and that goes to Slack because fuck you, Slack. We'll see you next week.
At least he got drafted. And he's cut.
This has been a Wrestle Addict Radio branded podcast.